This episode of Ape TV is sponsored by Beefy Finance, the multi-chain yield optimizer. Got crypto? Choose Beefy. Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, B-Ridiculous. I'm here with Wesso, Dev for Beefy Finance. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to finally get you guys on Ape TV.
Yeah, super stoked to be here. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, Beefy Finance, the multi-chain optimizer, also one of ApeSwap's first partners and Ape TV's first official sponsor. I need to know, and I'm sure all the apes need to know, we would love to hear about the process that Beefy went through winning the most valuable builder.
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool. We, we were one of the first, or I guess one of the initial projects that launched on BSC back in October of 2020. And so, you know, we had a lot of momentum coming from, you know, just being one of the initial projects and then, you know, being on Trust Wallet and the dApp browser. So we had a lot of backing and support from Binance in itself. So when they launched the most valuable builder platform, we were able to, you know, go ahead and apply for it. And we had to have a pitch deck and everything. But the community got really, really engaged with it and really supported us on all of our socials and supported our application process and getting us, front and center as part of the, possible winners of that contest. And so then once we got, we were the first, I think, issuance of the most valuable builders, it was something that we were able to, like, I guess, as wear as a badge on our builder shirts. So we're really excited with the notification of it. Now it's kind of like, cool. We get to see everybody else who's kind of building along and get a vote as part of their process for future builders. It's kind of plays right into, I think, the role Beefy really wants to play in all these different ecosystems of really supporting innovation and growth and helping bring up projects along, just like we did with ApeSwap. I mean, ApeSwap is like one of our OG partners, man.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, I bet it's super exciting when a project that you invest in gets shine from, the big dog Binance, and like just seeing you guys like flourish. It's just been an amazing ride. The whole jungle was rooting for you guys. You guys came out and it's just amazing. Now, what are the largest effects of winning?
I mean, obviously the reach from the whole program. So, on a marketing level, being, a builder and being kind of like getting all the support from Binance has really helped us legitimize ourselves as what we're doing is, impactful in the ecosystem. We gained a lot of TVL very early on the BSC side, BSC specific. Then we started to integrate more and more networks and more chains. And so now we evolved into, I think, a bigger thing than what we originally existed as when we won the Builder Award. Now we're this, multi-chain yield optimizer, or the multi-chain yield optimizer. but, it was the fact of like, hey, like what you're building is real and legitimized us to a certain degree, I think really helped progress us along to users and, even going into partnering with a whole bunch of different protocols and part of our multi-chain expansion as well.
Yeah. I've seen nothing but tremendous growth from you guys. I mean, look, you guys are on 10 chains, that's so amazing, but I'm sure the average Joe wants to know, besides the LPs, what are the differences from chain to chain?
Every time we talk to a new network, they have something unique going on, right? Like you go to talk to Moonriver, that's part of the DOT ecosystem, and they have the whole parachains and the bidding for the parachains, and it's still like unique in that process. And they're very, very early on in the system, so they're still developing, they still have their quirks they're working out, but we get to be a part of that process and be partnering with like some of these early protocols. And then you go to like Kronos, who's part of the Cosmos ecosystem. And, you know, then it has a little bit of a, you know, they have some different things that they're working on and in interchain capabilities over there. And then you, you know, work with, you know, Phantom, who's, you know, has some unique offerings with, you know, their whole ecosystem and how they're kind of going to market. And they're drawing a lot of the ETH crowd. And then the same with Avalanche, who's like, you know, has a different way of, you know, validating, and it's like, or their consensus protocol is different than, you know, what was existing on other networks. So, you know, each of these different networks has like these each unique features and I think unique user bases. And so it's really kind of cool that, you know, we get over there and we introduce ourselves and, you know, we start to develop out our yield optimizing product and building on top of other protocols. And then all of a sudden we get like all of these new users, right? Like you get the Avalanche users that are specific to Avalanche, and you get these Kronos users that are, I think, more, you know, like just coming into the DeFi space for the first time. They're just learning everything. And then you go over to Phantom, and it seems like there are like a lot of ETH users that migrated over from ETH to Phantom. So, you know, there's something to capitalize on and something to innovate on each of these different networks. And then you're speaking to different users. So you have to kind of be agile in, I think, your approach, and then, you know, all your partnership and how you're kind of marketing your product. So it's fun. I think you're going to see like even more expansion. And I think we're going to see a lot more, I think, multi-chain protocols out there that are going to be like, you know, intertwined and kind of partnering together too.
For sure, man. I was a bit late. I had crypto.com for a long time and I haven't opened it in months. And I, you know, I started hearing about Kronos. The first thing I see on Kronos is Beefy. I'm like, wow, this is, you know, like this solidifies, like it's just so amazing. Like this DeFi space that we're in right now. And like what you guys are doing is just mind blowing to me, because you guys just don't stop. And it's amazing. And I can't wait to see the more chains. You know, how many more chains do you think you can get into within the next, you know, 3-4 months? I can't wait. But now, what chain do you think will surprise most users?
So I think that's going to be interesting. I think some of these are really like, I mean, we're talking super early. They're like throttled, so like even like when it comes to speed and gas, it's all like kind of like hard-coded in there right now. For like especially like Kronos, I think it's like, I forget, like 5,000 Gwei or something like that. And then like you look at like Moonriver, who's like, it was like 15 second block times. They have like, you know, so it's like super slow comparable, like, you know, to like their, you know, users coming from like BSE or Avalanche or, you know, Phantom, and it's like, you know, instant transactions or Polygon. And you go over to, you know, Moonriver, and it's like 15 second block times. You're like, what's going on? But users have to understand that, hey, like, we're like super early, like super, super early. We're like one of the first like five projects that are launching. Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, it'll be very, like, I think Kronos in itself has been, if I were going to pick one, the amount of growth that they've seen in a short time span has been unreal. Like it's, I think over what they have over 1 billion TVL now on Kronos chain. And they just seem to be like still like growing exponentially. I think it's because of the, like, I mean, it's completely onboarding new users. Like we're getting people who have never tried DeFi, never really even interacted on like the blockchain. They're just like centralized exchange users are using like apps for the first time on Kronos. Mm-hmm. So I think if there was one to watch, it's, you know, for right now, at least in the short time, it's got to be Kronos, because of just the amount of influx of new users has just been crazy.
Yeah. It's all right there at your fingertips too. It's crypto.com. You get the DeFi wallet and the boom, there's Beefy and, yeah. You know, VVS, Kronos Chimp Club. It's just, it's crazy, man. And I just thought Obi just showed me a tweet that Binance US is finally starting to take deposits and withdrawals of BEP20 tokens too. So it's starting to get real, like real fast.
We're getting really, I mean, really close to, I think, like a whole new expansion level of crypto. Like, you know, people that you're talking to now, like that have never used like any sort of, have no idea about like using wallets and stuff. They maybe just bought their first like meme coin or something like that, are now going to be able to like go and play around in these different ecosystems with all these different products. So in innovation right now, I mean, it's, yeah. We're like only getting started, right? Like we're still very, very young. I mean, the capabilities of some of us, you know, when, as we start to grow together and what we can kind of build together, is just unreal. I think like in the next year or two, you're going to see some really exciting, like, you know, traditional finance type products being decentralized and being able to be executed on blockchains. And I think we've already seen some of that. It's just going to be like even more, like the growth is just going to be even more exponential.
It's amazing that we're seeing this, but it's still super, like, to the average user who doesn't know what to look for, you know, this DeFi, especially nowadays, it's an ever expanding entity, right? I love seeing all these new projects popping up, and that they could possibly, you know, be life changing for some people, but the security in this crypto space is meh. Yeah. along with ApeSwap, Beefy also comes to mind when I hear a saying involving the word Seifu. With that being said, what are your thoughts on the current state of DeFi? Now, a message from our sponsor. Want to make your crypto work harder? Then Beefy Finance is exactly what you're looking for. Earn APY while you sleep across multiple blockchains at the click of a button. Beefy Finance is the multi-chain yield optimizer that will help you maximize your gains. Sit back, relax, and auto-compound across 10 blockchains without lifting a finger. With 0% deposit and withdrawal fees available on Crypto.com's Kronos network, there's no reason to miss out. Join $75 million of total value locked and make your stake matter with Kronos. We all want to be the first movers, so why not take part today? Visit beefy.finance, connect your wallet, and see what all the fuss is about. There's never a bad day with a juicy Beefy stake.
You know, I think we all, like, you know, ApeSwap, Beefy, any of the other protocols that are in these ecosystems that really want to continue to grow and continue to make this space better for everybody, we all play a role. You know, we have to, I think, first educate users, right? Like, make sure that people understand exactly what they're investing in. If we can all do a little bit better of maybe getting or letting people know all of the basics, like if we can do maybe more educational content, if we can, you know, identify like, or like tell people, hey, what's impermanent loss? If we can, you know, what's APR versus APY, you know, what are the risks with, you know, interacting with smart contracts? I think it's going to be better overall for all of us. I'd say at a security level, what we've seen is, you know, we had like a whole period of BSC where it was basically nonstop rug pulls, right? Like, really high APY, everybody's jumping in, aping into everything. And then it's like, bam, you know, and then they get burned. It's just like stuff like that is just it's a black mark for all of DeFi. It makes it hard for us to be legitimate, and it hurts all of us, right?
Yeah.
So the more we can do to, I think, protect users, the better. So if we can work with our partners to make sure the space is a little bit more secure, make sure we know who we're partnering with, it's going to make it better for everybody. And so Beefy, we are like, number one focus is security. We will go through a whole process with our developers. They look over all your contracts. If you're going to partner with us, we look for any sort of malicious functions. We look at, you know, who controls the token supply of the token, who controls all the LP tokens. If there is any sort of centralized functions within the contracts that are vulnerable, you know, can we time lock those? You know, even better, if could we like multi-sig the ownership of the time lock? Like, how can we prevent bad things from happening? Because, yeah. I mean, once it happens to you as a protocol, it's really hard to recover, right? Like, it's hard to gain that trust back from the users. So, you know, we take security is like the most important thing at Beefy. Like, when you're going to partner with us, you better know that we're going to like ask you a whole bunch of questions on, you know, making sure that everything you have that you've built is secure enough to be able to let our users go and invest in the product. Yeah. And I think that, you know, that's what we all have. I think as like, you know, all different protocols working together have to be able to, that's what we have to do. We have to identify if you see something that's malicious or you see something that's wrong, you know, that could hurt another protocol. Like let's all keep in contact with each other and be able to ensure that we can like, you know, help each other out and try to like make the safe spacer for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. We have Ape Labs through ApeSwap. Obviously it's not free, but I mean, it's a start, right? Also, like, you know, I encourage all new users to go visit the Discords, go to the Beefy's Discord or Telegram before you even invest, and just, you know, make sure that you know what you're investing in. And that's the main thing. The main thing is you need knowledge, like knowledge, just like you were saying, like no, everybody just wants to ape in and then boom, rug pull. Boom, rug pull.
How do we prevent stuff like that, right?
Yeah. I was being a degen a couple of weeks ago and I got rug pulled. It still happens. And, you know, yeah. I was just trying to make a quick buck and, you know, I lost a little bit. Yeah. But, that's the main focus for our whole jungle and all of our partners is we need to spread that knowledge to people, because if they don't have that knowledge and they run out just to, you know, get the high APRs and the high APYs, like you said, they're likely to get hurt. And it sucks, man. It really sucks because, you know, like it does put a damper on this whole DeFi, you know, world that we're trying to build here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's you think about it. Like we obviously want to give everybody the opportunity to make their own decisions. Right. Yeah. So you want to be able to, if a project's secure enough, they're trying to do what's best. You know, these initial like launches of these projects, sometimes you can have like what, like 3% daily APY. It's just crazy. Yeah. Right? You see these insane, like billions, quintillions, whatever APY. And then you immediately want to go, okay, I could make it what 5%, 10% a day. I want to go like jump into that. I think, you know, for skilled users, you know, they can definitely, you know, they know exactly, hey, I'm going to get in, I'm going to get out. Like, I know that price is going to fluctuate. I can get killed on a permanent loss. You know, the asset can depreciate. But I think these, you know, I think new users that are unfamiliar, I mean, that's where they can really kind of get caught off guard. It's like, oh man, I see this 5% APY. I'm going to hop in on it. And then, oh, well, you know, why is my investment now worth 50% less?
Yeah.
You know, so it, you know, I think, you know, we want to create a space where, hey, everybody, you know, advanced users, beginner users, everybody can come in and make their own intelligent decisions on what they should be investing in. I think we can do more on our education front of it. We actually just launched our beta version of our new UI. Did you see this yet?
Actually, I've not. The last one I went on.
So it's called beta.beefy.finance. There, that's the website. But okay. It's just our beta launch. We're still working out some of the bugs and stuff, and we have a whole bug report section in our Discord that you know we're working against fixing. But it will show you historical APY of the different vaults, so you can kind of like go in and see, okay, well, you know, hey, this ETH vault paying 15% in, you know, APY, how is that high or low for, you know, the historically? And then you can kind of like make a more intelligent investment decision based upon, you know, the historical rates, and also show you like TVL and prices. We also have security scores that will identify, like, if we see something in the code that maybe, you know, should be okay, but could be a red flag, you know, we'll identify those as part of the security score. So we're trying to give, I think, as much information as we possibly can to both new users and advanced users so that they can, I think, overall have a better experience in the DeFi space. Like, so we can maybe give them all the knowledge or give them as much knowledge as we possibly can so that they can make informed decisions. They want to keep coming back and they want to keep using the products and exploring and different things.
Wow, this is amazing, man. I just brought it up. This is Awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be once we go to full launch. I think we've gotten plenty of really good feedback, and we're working on improving things and making it even better. Especially like trying to get a portfolio manager in there so you can kind of see how your investments are performing. I think it's going to be a tool that everybody can use, right? Like we can start, really being analytical with our investment options.
Yeah, this is amazing, man. Wow. This is great. Yeah, I can't wait to go into the full launch. Man. All right, well, we can get back to the podcast. I'm just in awe, man. I love this. I love this. This is great. So, what would you say to a newcomer just now entering the DeFi space?
I'd say like learn as much as you possibly can. So just take the time. I know everything seems like it's, super exciting and everything moves super fast and it does, but learn the basics, learn about impermanent loss. Come into like you said, to our Discord, ask some questions. I mean, we have so many community members that are just sitting around all day answering questions. It's awesome. Like the active community and with both of our protocols is just insane. I just, come in, have a conversation. If you don't understand something, don't be shy. Ask some questions. Make sure you understand the difference between, APR and APY and how the price fluctuations of asset prices. Like, I mean, if you're going to invest in a token, make sure you understand, okay, did it just launch? what's the market cap of this token comparable to maybe competitors? Make sure you're doing your research, right? Like, I know we always say do your own research, but it's vital. Like, make sure that you're making informed decisions on whatever your investments are. I think that's how you survive this space. Otherwise, if you're just going to go, hey, this looks like everybody else is doing it, and I'm just going to jump into it, that's how everybody gets burned. So, come just learn is what my advice is.
Definitely. And I did an episode with Rug Doc, and we were talking about that. As soon as you join any community, there's going to be lots of scammers. There's going to be people trying to get your private seeds and all that stuff. So only talk to ad or trusted users with roles, and never share your private seed. It's I because I got when I first joined back in March, and I found I tried out PancakeSwap, and then I didn't really get anywhere there. I was like, that's already launched, and I'm probably not going to make too much money on it. So I started looking for the new one, and then I joined you guys, I joined Beefy, and I joined ApeSwap. But the first question I had, I got a DM from somebody who looked just like an admin, and they had the admin, the profile pic and everything. And yeah, I got scammed. I got scammed
Yeah,
back then.
Fox.
And it's because I didn't do my research. I chose not to read the welcoming message. I chose, it's the biggest part with DeFi is you pay attention to everything, because there's going to be people out there trying to just try, they're going to drain your wallet. That's their main purpose, and it sucks. It really does.
I mean, there's so many things we've seen. So you're right. Like, if somebody's DMing you, don't take it. We're never going to DM you. I'm never going to DM you. So if you see somebody that's trying to fake, being me, it's not me. We try to tell everybody, hey, like, if we're going to do tech support, we do it all in like open community, communication. So we're going to do it on the Discord. We're not going to be DMing, tech support unless, we specifically have something to go over, but it will definitely will never DM you first. So don't ever take those. Those are always a scam.
And
Second.
it's actually flattering. I have like I think we banned like five or six impersonators of me.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that crazy? The Telegram's the worst because it's just like there's just fluid. Like every time somebody in there has a problem, it's like you get like 10 scammers in your DMs, like asking you for, you know, hey, like, why don't you just send me your private key?
Yeah. And it's tough because unless you have a private group, they don't even have to be a part of your group.
Yeah. It's hard to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, that's why I try to push it. Read the welcome message, read that, and just know that we will never DM you. And that's that, pretty much.
You know what's crazy is they also do, so what they'll do it for our Moot tokens is they'll create like really low liquidity pools on like PancakeSwap or something. And then people don't understand, they didn't like really read any of the messaging about what Moot tokens are, like your receipt for the vaults. And they'll just trade, they think of like it was like a freebie from us. And they'll trade them for like, you know, 1/100th of the value.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing they can do. They have a bot like watching it and they just like scoop it up and, you know, that's it. It's gone. Yep. And it just sucks because there's just so many ways for you to lose your money and you just have to be super secure and understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it when you're making your investment decisions. Like you gotta, don't just sell tokens because they end up in your wallet and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go trade this or send it somewhere. I mean, they can get access to your funds like that. I mean,
yeah,
you just got to watch out.
Yep. And we had some, you know, some of our users don't know about the banana split bar token that you get when you stake, right? So we had a user who wanted to unstake 1700 banana and he only had 46 banana split bar tokens. So, you know, he sold them all on PancakeSwap for, I think he sold like 1,680 of them for 85 cents or something like that. So, I had to walk him through the process, the emergency withdrawal and all that stuff. And just, you know, just don't sell it just because you see it there. You know, chances are it has a purpose.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like you feel so terrible because you're like, well, I wish there was something I can do. But a lot of those cases, there's like nothing. There's nothing else for us to do. Like you already made the mistake. But like, I mean, that's what we have warnings on our vaults. We have our docs. Like go read through the documentation. Just make sure you understand what you're kind of doing and what you're getting. And understand the protocol you're interacting with.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing is like the docs aren't just there to be there. They're there for you to learn and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I love hearing all this knowledge, man, and the safe practices. Do you care to give us apes any tips on some advanced strategies?
Yeah, so this is where the fun stuff comes, right? So like once you got your, hey, I know what I'm doing now, right? How can I maximize my APY or maximize my return? We actually just we have this now expanding partnership with Qidao where you can utilize our Moot tokens as collateral. So Moot tokens themselves, I mean, you're depositing like whatever the asset is, like let's say VFE on Phantom specifically. You're earning like 25% return on that. You're getting 25% APY for depositing your BFE into the BFE Maxi pool. For that, you get your Moot token, right? Your receipt. You can now use that as collateral and then borrow against it at 0% interest using Qidao. So your collateral is actually sort of like self-repaying the loan because it's earning interest and you're borrowing stable against it. And then you can either, you can loop it. So you can start to like leverage up your interest bearing tokens. So you can like, you know, sell your Mai that you get from Qidao that you're minting from the collateral. And then you can buy more BFE and then submit it into the, you know, BFE Maxi Vault and then, you know, put it back as collateral again. You can kind of like loop it to make it like a leveraged interest bearing token. Or right now, you could take your Mai and deposit it into Beethoven, which is a balancer fork, and you can earn the trading fees from that. Then you take that and you deposit it into the BFE vault, which now you're earning compound interest on the LP token itself because we're selling the beats for more stable. Then you take that and you boost it and you get Moo Beefy in return. So now you're earning in like four different ways from one token. So you're earning from the, you know, depositing in the Beefy Maxi Vault, then you're earning the trading fees, then you're earning the compound interest from us doing, you know, our thing on the yield optimizing side. And then we're going to just give you more Moo Beefy as a reward for the next, like, I think like 27 days. So it's crazy the amount of like possibilities when we have all these different partners working together. There are, I think that's what we're going to start seeing is, you know, what can we also do like that's more functionality around, you know, Moo tokens, so we can do more of these advanced strategies to help, you know, maximize return for the users.
That's amazing, man. You and I might have to DM after this, man. That's for sure, man. This is an eye-opening experience for me right now.
I mean, it's kind of crazy, right? So like when you're borrowing Mai and you're depositing it into a vault that's a stablecoin vault, you know, you're just earning more Mai. So when you go back and like, let's say that your liquidation risk is if like the asset falls, like so Beefy falls in price to a certain degree, that's, you know, whatever below your collateral ratio for the amount of Mai you borrowed. So you got, if you're keeping an eye on it, all you have to do is just withdraw. I mean, you earned more Mai and just repay your loan. So liquidation risk is pretty low as long as you're keeping an eye on, you know, where you're kind of at.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is generating more.
That's a beautiful thing, man. This DeFi space, I love it. I love it. So in terms of a roadmap, what can people be on the lookout for in Beefy in 2022?
I'd say a lot. We're going to continue. I mean, I think even to end the year, we're going to continue to more blockchains. So there are more, the more we have this reputation of being, you know, one of the leading multi-chain, I think just protocols in general, right? Not just yield optimizers, just in general with the scope of blockchains, we're one of the top three. You know, we're getting a lot of networks that want to get us involved and coming to their network and helping build there, right? I think also, you know, we have a very diverse user base that, you know, now we can kind of introduce to all these new networks. So it's a good thing for all the new networks to kind of get to know all of our users because, hey, if you want to bring some TVL, we have lots of people who are interested in investing and learning about the new networks and the opportunities over there. So it's like a win-win for us to go and continue to build on these different blockchains. You know, we can continue to drive TVL and gain users that are specific to maybe those networks, but at the same time, these networks get, you know, exposure to all of our different users. So I think you'll continue to see us, you know, that expansion will continue. We'll continue to build on all the new blockchains. We also, Beefy in itself is going to become, I think, more of like an umbrella organization than what you see now. So whereas Beefy Finance is just the yield optimizer. So the yield optimizer will continue to expand to all the different networks. We'll start to have like a whole ecosystem of products. So right now, like, you know, we have Moonpots. It's its own DAO, but it's, you know, helped launch it, had a grant initiative, everything like that. I think you'll start to see similar products that launch. They'll be their own separate, unique thing within the Beefy ecosystem that kind of are built on top of Beefy or, you know, get grant funding from Beefy or are, you know, launched by Beefy contributors. So what we'll see in the next, I think, year or two is this expanding ecosystem of products that have some sort of relation or tie to Beefy, whether they're built on top of our yield optimizer product or they were funded as a grant initiative and we're helping mentor them and launch them and make sure that they're secure in their code. I think we're going to see a lot of innovation as in Beefy in general in the DeFi space into bringing all these different things and capabilities working together and intersecting. And I think, you know, Cheetah was just a first iteration of like what the possibilities are of, you know, us in, you know, integrating our products with other protocols. I think we're going to start to see, like, we already started to do some stuff with Beethoven, you know, as a balancer fork about like using Mu tokens within their, I guess, basically index funds. So what if we could do some really cool sort of like index funds that are full of interest-bearing tokens, right? Like all of a sudden, not only are you diversifying your investments within a fund, but they're all earning interest.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have a ton of, I think, like product ideas like that, that are going to start, you're going to start to see come to fruition of like things that we can possibly capitalize on, whether it's, you know, something that's unique and built by Beefy, or if it's part of like us and partnering with, you know, different protocols within, you know, one of the different ecosystems that we're on.
It's super exciting, man. It's always great to see one of our partners doing so well, along with so much to look forward to. And it's just the beginning. You know, I can't wait to see where ApeSwap and Beefy are in 2025. You know, like,
yeah.
Get your space suits ready. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I think we're all just, you know, we're all continuing to build, right? Like, how can we keep improving?
Yeah.
And as long as, like, hey, we, like, I think the most important thing to both of us is the amazing communities that we developed. As long as we keep up the contributors, as long as we keep engaging our communities, we'll keep building, right? And we'll keep having, like, I think growing and becoming stronger and better. It's really something special to see everybody come in and utilize their talents to just participate within the community.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like awesome. A well-oiled machine, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, like somebody who's good at graphic design comes in and helps you execute that. We actually just, did you see gear.beefy.finance?
You said gear.beefy.finance? I'm going to check
it out. We just launched our gear website. you can get your hoodies, your beanies.
Oh, here it is. That's beautiful. That's great, man. I like that.
But this was a community member, right? That took this leadership of this project on and decided, hey, like, this is something the community has been asking for. You know, I'll take ownership of it. And, you know, this will be the project that I kind of run with. So this is the best part of like a community is like, hey, you know, we need apparel. There's somebody that's going to help us build that. You need graphic design. Somebody's going to help with that. You need marketing. You know, we have experts that are good at marketing. It's like, it's amazing to see the continued like community development going on. I mean, that's how we all continue to expand.
Yeah. It's you're crowdsourcing talent and they're super into, you know, to your project. So, you know, it's going to be a great result. I'm thinking about getting that coffee mug right now.
I know, right? There's some really good ones. Like, I like the hood. I like, actually, like, there's one with all the different cows. It's a white sweatshirt that has, like, all the different cows on it.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
I need that, like, now.
you got the phone cases. Yeah, this is great, man.
Yeah, so, that's the beauty of it. It's like, you know, you can hire somebody from the outside to do work. But they're just not as involved. They don't have like, they're not Beefy holders. They're not like, they don't have the sort of like, I think
that connection. Yeah.
It's like these community members that are building, they want you to succeed, right? They're going to do the best they can to contribute in a way that, you know, like it's their own company that they're working for.
Yeah. It's great, man. I love it. I'm going to bookmark both of these. Thanks for coming on, man. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
You want to, while I keep on perusing this website, do you want to plug your socials?
Real quick? You can. So on Twitter, you can find me at it's Wezo Beefy, but it's W3SO Beefy. And then just come and find us on Discord at, you know, Beefy Finance. We could share the links or whatever, but you know, you could Beefy's Twitter at Beefy Finance. Follow us for news and updates. Come just talk to us, you know, hang out. It's fun to just even just talk DeFi with people. That's why I enjoyed this so much, but yeah, just come say hi.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I've been putting together YouTube videos of all these podcasts too. So I'll have all the links in the description below. And yeah, dude, it's been a ride, man. This is a great podcast today. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad to come on. Maybe I can come on again sometime.
Definitely, man. All right. Well, yeah, man. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on.
No problem. All right. Have a good one.
Yep. You too. Bye.